is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the haunted hotel. They were out of town for a conference, but little did they know, they wouldn't be the only ones in their room during their stay.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear your real ghost stories, so share them with us. If you've got one, we want to hear it. 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. If you do that, you can get it 3 days free. Check it out first. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Harper, have you...
Hello.
Do you know, have you ever stayed at a haunted hotel? Did you ever pick up on anything at a hotel before?
No, sadly.
One of these days, you're young. One of these days, you might.
I want to stay at the Crescent Hotel, though.
In Eureka Springs, Arkansas. I stayed there. And I'm going to tell you this. I stayed there, and we have talked about it on this show before, but I stayed at the Crescent Hotel with my sister, Kathy. We had a room together.
Wasn't that the time that y'all went on stage and there was like a...
We did a live show.
And one person got possessed in the crowd.
It was very, very weird. And at midnight, my sister and I left. And we went and stayed at the Best Western. We literally went to another hotel and paid the extra money just so we wouldn't have to stay there. And
why? You're at the Crescent Hotel. There's a morgue in the basement and you want to go to the Best Western?
Yes, I could not stay there. It was too haunted for me. I didn't like it. We'd had a really weird experience and I was like, I've got to go.
And that was too haunted for you?
Yes. 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 And the funny thing is we checked out. I give them my hotel key and they didn't even ask a question. They're like, okay, bye.
I'd imagine that probably happens a lot.
I got the feeling that happens there a lot. But I've stayed in several over the years, actually. But you want to. You want to stay in a haunted hotel?
Yes, very much.
I know. That's so you.
I take that back. I have actually stayed at a haunted hotel and I did have an experience.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so I don't really remember the name of this hotel, but it was one on our way back from a trip from Disney, and it was a nice real house. It had like this giant marble staircase that I thought was really neat, and then like a bar to the side, and then our room was actually fairly haunted.
Really?
Yeah, because. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night to an old lady standing over me. That was horrifying.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Ew.
It's horrifying.
Is she just looking at you?
Yeah, she was. She was just looking at me. It's like, what?
So did you think it was something, or did you think, I'm dreaming, this isn't really happening? Because it's easier to live with, especially when it's the middle of the night and everything's dark, just to be like, okay, I obviously did not just see that.
No, I know I was awake. I could like almost sense this thing standing over me.
So I'm just going to say, if that ever happens, you know what I would do?
What would you do?
Checking out and staying at the Best Western. I'd be like, hell no, I don't need this lady staring at me while I'm sleeping. That is not comforting. That's not good. Everything about that. Well, where is it? Do you remember what town it was in?
I do not.
I'm going to ask your dad. He'll remember. That's interesting. Well, this is all about a haunted hotel, so let's dive in. You ready?
Yes, I would love to.
I wanted to let you know about a real event that happened to me some years ago due to two specific events when I was a child, which I won't go into here. I do believe in ghosts, but the friend who I was with for this story didn't believe at all until the night I'm about to tell you about. My friend, who I'll call Nick, and I had a two-day event to attend in a hotel in Hollywood, California. We were both local to LA, but with the early hours of our event starting each day, it just made sense for us to stay at the hotel while we were at the conference. We shared a room to cut some expenses and had a room on an upper floor. The layout was much like any other hotel you've ever been to. The door opens into a hallway with a bathroom almost immediately to the left, and then straight on was the room itself. There were two beds inside the room on the left wall, across from which was a TV stand in front of one bed and a cushioned chair opposite the other bed. Nick took the bed across from the TV to keep an eye on some sports scores throughout the night. I had the other bed from which I planned on doing a lot of work on my laptop related to the conference we were attending. The laptop is an important part of the story. Back then, laptops were extremely expensive versus what they are today, and mine was very new, so I was keeping a close eye on it, as in Hollywood, despite the glamour and glitz, is certainly not crime-free. I was, in fact, nervous about leaving it behind in the room while we were out and about for the conference. The conference was for 2 days, so we were just spending one night. After the long first day of the conference, we mingled with others who were there that night. My friend doesn't drink at all, and though I do, I always abstain when I'm hanging out with him. I only bring that up to note that despite staying in a hotel leading up to the events I'm about to tell you about, we were both totally sober. We arrived late back to the room, knowing when we would have to get up very early, so we decided to go to bed right away. We decided to leave the bathroom light on, so if either of us had to get up to use the bathroom, we would not wake the other or kill ourselves trying to find it. That would be so sad. I was just trying to go to the bathroom and I killed myself. The light was left on with the door cracked open. It created a wall of light a few feet across in the middle of the hallway leading to the door, but everything else was dark. There was an inside chain door lock on top of the other door lock, which I made sure to fasten because of the laptop I mentioned. This will also be important. Next to my bed was a window with a horrible view of a roofed portion of the hotel where technically, if someone were prowling around on the lower level, they could break in. I wasn't worried about that, at least at the moment, and soon we were both asleep. Sometime late into the night, I suddenly had this sense that not only was I being watched, but there was a face literally millimeters above my own as I lay on my back in the bed.
Okay, that is horrifying.
I don't like that feeling at all. I don't like the one you shared. I would be running out that damn door. I would be packing up my suitcase and grabbing my expensive laptop and leaving. It continues. I grew up in the country, and I'm very accustomed to the dark, and I can see fairly well in the dark, but when I opened my eyes, there was no one there. I did, however, have a sense of movement in the room, though I could not see anyone. At that point, I was convinced someone had broken in, and then I thought of my laptop and bolted to my feet. I could make out a presence and was convinced they had my laptop and were about to escape with it, so I gave chase. My feeling that someone was there was proven when a shadow passed very clearly across the window of the light from the bathroom. I rushed after the person, and that's in quotes. I rushed after the person and almost slammed into the door to the room when I quickly realized that the chain lock was still locked from the inside. So there's no way anybody could have gotten in.
But did she still have her laptop?
Well, I think that's addressed. So here we go. I was now just a few feet away from the bathroom, which was the only other place the intruder could have gone. I was unarmed, and my friend was still somehow asleep. I very slowly worked my way into the bathroom, only to find no one in there except possibly behind the shower curtain. I ripped it open, and there was no one there. I was not dreaming because, trust me, my heart was racing, and I was still concerned about my laptop. So I made my way to my bag, unzipped it, and verified the laptop was still there, and checked the window to verify it was still locked, which it was. So there's no way anybody could have gone in there. The chain locked is locked from the inside still. The windows are shut. The laptop's there. Nothing's been stolen. But I also get he has this expensive laptop and is really nervous about having someone steal it. So I get you wake up in the middle of the night. Oh, my God, there's somebody here. They're trying to steal my laptop. But he saw something, or she.
No. Well, that's the part that was horrifying.
That is creepy. I don't know why it didn't wake up my friend, but more importantly, I wondered why he didn't wake up on his own. Despite everything, I was tired and needed to get a few hours of sleep, so I went back to bed. I don't know how you could sleep after that, but... not here to judge. I think some people sleep better than I do. I'm a very light sleeper and I would never sleep after that.
I probably would.
You probably would.
Yeah.
The next day, we rushed to the conference and I didn't tell Nick what had happened. After the day ended, however, we checked out. We did go to the hotel bar for dinner. And that is when I finally mentioned that something strange had happened last night. Before I could tell him, he said something strange happened to him as well. He said he woke up late in the night and sat up in his bed only to see a woman sitting in the chair at the end of my bed, sitting there and staring at me as I slept. She finally seemed to notice Nick, and like that, he said she somehow just vanished. He has never believed in ghosts, but to this day, all these years later, he still maintains that is exactly what happened that night.
That is horrifying.
It is horrifying, especially seeing someone in a chair that shouldn't be there, staring at
you. In a hotel, staring at you. It's not like Mima in your grandparents' house. It's like a random person sitting in a chair staring at you while you're sleeping.
There's no explanation for what that person's doing there.
Yeah.
And it's so strange to me how they had two totally, totally separate experiences. So they go to the hotel bar, and then it says, I, of course, told him after what happened to me, and because we were both excited, the bartender serving our dinner bar side overheard and replied that the hotel was actually quite haunted, and things happen there all the time. I had never heard of that before, but have heard it since. The hotel is the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood. I sometimes wonder if people who stay there are told by the staffers about ghost stories from the past, and if one of those stories is the one that happened to me and my friend Nick. Thanks, guys. Love the show. I like that idea, too, that they had a really good ghost story, and, you know, the bartender's like, yeah, there's a couple guys came in here a while back, and they shared this story.
Yeah, so that way now it's a part of the hotel's history.
Yeah, it's part of the lore of the haunted lore of the hotel.
I always enjoy hotels with lore.
They don't have enough lore these days.
They really don't. It's there's not enough lore.
But doesn't it sound like a place called the Roosevelt Hotel would be haunted?
Yeah.
It's kind of a stereotypical haunted hotel sounding name.
Very much so. It's not like the Best Western.
Right. They're not haunted.
Yeah.
But isn't it weird how they both had an experience, but both their experiences are so totally different? Because the one guy's like, hey, I thought something was stealing my laptop. So I got up and then not stealing my laptop, but I saw it go into the bathroom.
So I chased it into the bathroom.
Not there. Is the creepiest feeling, because a while back I came in my house after working late one night and the front door was open. And I think there's a reason. I think that I just didn't have it shut all the way. Went through my garage, like a current of air came through and opened the door. So that's what I think happened. But I did have to search my house just in case there was somebody in here. And the creepiest part of searching through my house was opening the shower curtain to see if anybody was back there. Oh my God, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I was like, I've got to do this. That's a really good story.
Imagine coming home and your front door is just wide open.
It scared the crap out of me. And it didn't feel paranormal. It felt like there's an intruder in my house that is waiting and hiding to it and is going to attack me. That's how it felt.
But why would someone want to attack Carol Hughes?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't know me.
Maybe they're trying to steal your cats.
I know. And then they were like, oh my God, these cats are so adorable. I want them both. I don't know. But that's a good story. I think it's interesting, too, how the one guy never believed in any of that. And then after this happens, how do you not?
Yeah.
How do you debunk that? You woke up and saw a woman sitting in a chair staring at the other person in the room.
You don't debunk that. You just go along with it.
You go along with it and go, man, I got a good ghost story. That's what you got out of it, was a very good ghost story.
Yeah.
So if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free if you like. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.